Remember how very humble, naive, and full of spirit Mohbad was when he just got signed by Naira Marley in 2019? Now, reminisce on the 2 years journey and my analysis so far. Grab your popcorn and let's finalize this Naira Marley side of the story. Continuation from my last post. Then, Tunde replied in the group, "Please listen attentively, with no biased mind." Tunde said, "Bro, what rubbish are you saying? If they approach you for shows, have you ever directed them to me? Have you ever told me to do anything and I didn't deliver? Listen." Mohbad then said, "Shey, you dey mad, ni?" Tunde said, "Just talk now, it is the percentage I'm collecting that is bothering you." Tunde then say, "It no go better for you," replying to "Shey, you dey mad, ni?" Mohbad then say, "Let's go back to the norms. What have you done? Ah, your manager. In 2 years, Tunde then said, "God could punish you." Mohbad said, "Oh, ni kure." Then Tunde said, "Shut the F up, bro. Don't you prefer working with your girl?" Yeah. Bam. Does that ring a bell? You all need to understand it goes beyond the back and forth in the group chat. Now, calm down, calm down. Mohbad can't say, talk, say, "Who they give you liver? You go piney or dead?" Now, the tension is building. Tunde then said, "Bro, being calm for you doesn't mean I am stupid, okay?" Mohbad talk, say, "F you." Tunde then said, really? She make we start am?" Tunde then said, reply to Mohbad, "I no be like you, we get the control, nah? She make we start am? Inside the group, meaning he get many things. Tunde know when Mohbad don't do behind Malian, we he no just won't talk as it's personal to Mohbad and now Mohbad employ him, so it won't look like a snitch." Tunde hinted, but it flew over all their head in the group. Now, look at Mohbad's reply. It went from being aggressive to being calm as he saw Tunde is about to expose him. "Oma say, better fight for your life. Oma say." Then Mohbad deleted his next message. Shen labor. He knew Tunde knows some things that can tarnish his image to the Malian. Tunde then said, "You think saying a life you get?" You all see that Mohbad deleted his next two messages. Chudi then talk in the group, talk say, "What type of disrespect is this?" Chudi, Naira's brother, self shock say, "Tunde they follow Mohbad talk like that?" When we say Tunde knows something Mohbad is doing wrong that the Malians didn't know, especially with his girlfriend, Wumi. You see, after Mohbad deleted his message again, Tunde then say, "Bro, you know get my knee. Why you delete chat?" Mohbad can't talk, say, "My life is better than yours, so work on yourself." Like, Mohbad that was initially aggressive became calm. Wow. He knew if he attacks Tunde in the group, Tunde would spill. Like, Tunde is manager, get myself the follow and talk inside that group. Reason. Because that's the first time Malian music we ever see Mohbad lash out in 2 years. And at who? Tunde, the manager, Mohbad picked himself 2 years ago. Yeah? Don't forget, Naira didn't know what's up between them. But Naira respected Mohbad's decision and supported Mohbad to change his manager. At will, Naira still made available the option for Mohbad to use their in-house Malian manager pending when Mohbad gets a new manager. You all see how the label boss Naira already handled it in the group before Mohbad and Tunde's back and forth? Tunde then said, "Now everybody where they work with you, no sabi work." Mohbad then replied, "When we see, please say this in my presence." What? Let me read that again. Mohbad said, "When we see, please say this in my presence." Now, Nigerians, who first made a threat? Tunde or Mohbad? Cause if Tunde say it in your presence, what thing you won't actually do? Beat him? Well, we will find out. Tunde then said, "Better change your ways, fool." Mohbad then replied, "Bye for now." Mohbad won't die down in the group. Tunde then replied to the pending threat that himself guy do. Like Kimo Malowao, he said, "Bro, I pity you, I swear down." When I see him, both of them don't sabi say when they meet, they will likely fight. They don't get each other for mind, even though it was Mohbad that initiated it publicly in the Malian group. Mohbad said, "Pity yourself, you have no life." Tunde said, "You be your say, see person we talk by." Mohbad can talk, say, "You are paying, lol. The last time I checked, I'm paying you." Mohbad said, "Get bad mouth too." That humble boy back in 2019. Now, pay attention to this part. Tunde then replied Mohbad that, "Pay? Fool, you don't forget, say you dey owe me money. Send my money, bro." Tunde said it publicly. So if Mohbad is owing him and Mohbad has been allegedly working with Wumi, his girlfriend, instead of Tunde, Mohbad had probably been diverting funds with Wumi instead of paying Tunde as his manager. Think. Tunde may have not been able to say anything because Mohbad is his boss personally. But don't forget that Mohbad sent that payment screenshot of a featuring to the group, which was Tunde's work. And Mohbad now saying he wants to change him, his manager in the group, might have triggered Tunde to want to spill about Mohbad and Wumi's escapades, which Mohbad saw and calmed down. Mohbad said bye, initiated the threat, and let's continue. Mohbad then said, "No be your fault, LOL again, Omeru." Tunde then replied, "Mumu shall pay me off." Mohbad then laughed. Which means Tunde is also ready to stop being Mohbad's manager. He no drag with him, but Mohbad should just pay him what he owe. They were dragging in the group around 11 PM to 12 AM that Mohbad said, anyways, peace. Just for Naira Marley to come online around 12:08, which that's now 5th of October 2022, Abi. Naira Marley was shocked, said, "Oh wow, so you guys have a problem with each other since or what? You guys are here arguing about what, really?" Cause what he concern Naira, he never meddles in his artist's private life and business. Don't forget, Naira supported Mohbad's switch earlier. Now, let me say this, Nigerians, let me bring your attention to something you all missed. Even Naira Marley missed it. Bloggers missed it. Look at this screenshot of their last chat in the group. 11th of January 2024, Mohbad left the group. Mohbad pied as stated by Gogu on the 12th of September 2023, right? Which simply means after Mohbad pied, someone was using and operating his phone. The person was also using his number, and it was the person that left the Malian group on the 11th of January 2024, 4 months after Mubad died. So obviously the person had access to Mubad's WhatsApp even after Mubad don't buy. So who is that person, Nigerians? No, no, good like no. If it be Mubad's spirit where they operate his phone and WhatsApp, sha. Now, on the 5th of October 2022, that same midnight as Mubad stopped talking in the group, I say Mubad don't go the call Tunde for his DM. Video call exactly 38 minutes later, then calls followed. Maybe Mubad no one make Tunde spill and cast him to the Malians. Mubad then sent Tunde 2 messages which Mubad deleted again. Tunde saw what he sent before he deleted, which was that Tunde should come outside to come repeat what he said, that he's already there to fight Omeru. Don't forget, Mubad already initiated a threat to Tunde an hour ago to that time, Abi. Mubad shall call Tunde 5 times, where Tunde no pick him. Video call low. Mubad didn't know Tunde wasn't inside that exact time. Tunde went to play ball. Mubad then went inside the studio. Mubad saw Naramali inside. Mubad actually went with some boys, and on seeing Naramali inside, the boys didn't even beat Nara. Oh yeah, hold. Where did Mubad carry boys go to after initiating threats to Tunde? At after 12 midnight on the 5th of October, Nara was shocked to see Mubad that midnight, and Shebi then just the talk for group not long ago now. Nara noticed Mubad was kind of high, cause Mubad was smelling of alcohol. Then Nara greeted Mubad, "What's up?" Mubad replied, "Omeru yada." Wow. For the first time ever, Mubad talked to his label boss, Naramali, rudely. Nara was like, "Who are you referring to as Omeru?" Mubad said, "Tunde." Then it dawned on Nara, Mubad truly came to fight Tunde. Nara, as a wise boss, then told Mubad to just sack Tunde like he wanted to do and let Tunde go, that he go pain Tunde more than fighting Tunde. Nara tried to calm Mubam down, and Mubad said, "Okay, oh," and Mubad and the boys went out of the studio. Now, unknown to Naira, Mubad was actually outside waiting for Tunde to come back, as they already saw Tunde wasn't in. As Tunde came back and they saw each other like this, now saw the fight happened that time, which Nigeria bloggers twisted that Naira and his boys beat up Mubad. Nigerians, I want you all to firstly watch this video with me. Oh, it's fast, Abi. No worry, let me slow it down. Zoom it. In this clip, you can slightly see Mubad with his tinted hair on singlet. Someone trying to hold him amidst the small crowd when Mubad swiftly landed a punch. Let me put that in slow-mo and replay. You see that swift punch? Oh man, Mubad's punch go horse normally on anybody he land on. No wonder the Prado glass broke when he was punching Prime Boy. Mo was head back and led outside by a few guys trying to settle the fight. But if you notice, someone now wanted to run after him, and at there the video end. So probably that was when them beat him too. Probably Mubad landed the first punch and initiated the fight before the boys can't beat themselves, or vice versa. I can't tell, I wasn't there. Well, after the fight, Mubad left with his boys. Don't forget, it was still 5th of October 2022 for midnight. Blogs already carried the news by daybreak, and it was trending massively. Mubad and his team seeing that, exactly the next day on the 6th of October 2022, Mubad or whoever was handling his social media accounts went on his Twitter and tweeted, "The event of the last 2 days have left indelible scars in my heart. I have always just wanted to create good music and to provide for my family and myself through my music. As an artist from the street, I thought the Malian family would be a good place for me." Ah, what do you mean by "you thought"? But you are still signed to the label now. As at that moment, are you trying to leave? Then this, "It is not the first time Naira has lied to push his own narrative, but it will hopefully be the last." When has Naira ever lied? And what do you mean by "it will be the last"? You know, I work for the label again. "I trust that soon justice will be served." Justice, really? Thank you all for your support. And thanking who? The public? As the news was already trending on blogs and Nigerians didn't know the foundation or cause of the fight, Mubad's team even included in the tweet that Naramali was present throughout the event of the fight. With no evidence backing that statement though. And we, all Nigerians, believed. Unasi say all of us, mumu. Now, see this next tweet. "Because of these issues, I informed Naramali on the Malian WhatsApp group chat of my intention to change my manager. This didn't go well with my current manager, Tunde, his brother." Tunde was never Naira's brother. Them even put them in bracket. They didn't include any screenshot of the group chat in the tweet though, and we still believed. Why then go include that when Mubad initiated the threat inside the group? We were in the studio and some of the guys who work with Naira, Sid, Shudi, Sheyi, and others, were present, as well as Naira and Tunde. I noticed Tunde was quite agitated as we started the discussion. You noticed Tunde was agitated, but you, Mubad, was what? Gentle? When are you been the caught Tunde back to back in high state and still waited for him? In the middle of the conversation, Tunde became violent. And then we, mumu, we believe anything. With this kind of caption and picture, we will believe now. "Just because I want to change my manager, which is their brother, see what they did to me at Malian House. Tunde is not Naira's brother." So obviously, I don't think it was Mubad that tweeted all those things. The person didn't know manager Tunde isn't Naira's brother. Naira's brother gone. Shudi also bears the name Tunde, and Mubad knows the difference, you see? So the person that tweeted didn't know. I had a meeting clear-headed and without any drug influence too. We all know there was no meeting. Nobody called a meeting at 12 a.m. Now you go with boys already high to fight, yeah? With the way I analyze this thing, many of you already done they see the bad side of Mubad, and it's just sad that he's not alive to come and defend himself. Well, Naramali then had to go on live to explain, as Nigerians don't they drag him again, saying that Mubad come fight, and he was high.
"And nobody's gonna touch him, but he's just biting everybody, but do you understand? Like, obviously, she, mama, record, and what don't she be again? She's artist soon.